This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan has tested positive for COVID-19, his office said Saturday, just 2 days after he was vaccinated against the disease. The diagnosis comes as the country grapples with a deadly third wave of a virus that has already killed nearly 13,800 people from more than 620,000 infections. Limited testing suggests real figures could be much higher. The 68-year-old prime minister received a shot of the Chinese-produced Sinopharm vaccine on Thursday, one of over a million doses donated to Pakistan by Beijing. Earlier Saturday, Khan's advisor on health said the increase in positive virus cases over the past few days was an alarming situation. The nation of 220 million people has largely avoided the kind of major lockdown seen in other countries, instead opting for smart containment policies, which see neighborhoods closed off for short periods. Record rains and widespread flooding prompted evacuations along Australia's east coast Saturday and threatened the most serious overflow of Sydney's main reservoir in 30 years, according to officials. Authorities warned of potentially life-threatening flash floods as the torrential rains pummeled a vast coastal region already soaked by an unusually wet summer. Police said hundreds of people had flocked to evacuation centers in areas north of Sydney and New South Wales state, and they expected many more to seek shelter as the rains moved south down the coast. The Warragamba Dam, which provides much of the drinking water for Sydney, began spilling over Saturday afternoon in what experts expected to be the first overflow since 1990. This is VOA News. France, Poland, and Ukraine have introduced strict new lockdown measures to fight a surge in COVID-19 infections, as the European Union threatens to block exports of AstraZeneca jabs in an escalating fight over vaccines. Turkey sparks international concern and condemnation after pulling out of the world's first binding treaty to prevent and combat violence against women. Protesters return to the streets across Myanmar, defying a junta-led campaign of fear, as regional powers Indonesia and Malaysia condemn the violence deployed by security forces against anti-coup demonstrators. Glowing red lava spews out from a volcano that has erupted near Iceland's capital Reykjavik after being dormant for more than 900 years. A drone strike sparks a fire at a Riyadh oil refinery in an attack claimed by Yemen's Houthi rebels. Campaigning in Israel nears an end, with incumbent Benjamin Netanyahu seeking the majority that eluded him in three recent votes by highlighting the country's robust vaccination drive and his real right-wing credentials. Tanzania's Samia Suluhu Hassan calls for unity as she becomes the country's first female president after the sudden death of John Magufuli from an illness which is still shrouded in mystery. Nearly 200 people have been killed and 40,000 displaced since January following a surge of attacks by the ADF militia in Northeast Democratic Republic of Congo. This is according to the UN, as protests against the massacres bring three cities to a standstill. The Republic of Congo votes in a presidential election on Sunday, with the incumbent president aiming to extend his decades-long hold on power in this Central African state. U.S. President Joe Biden denounced the upsurge of violence against Asian Americans, telling a community plunged into grief after the week's Atlanta murders that the nation must not be complicit in the face of racism and xenophobia. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau reacts angrily to the closed-door trial of a Canadian man detained in China for more than 2 years on espionage charges, dismissing it as completely unacceptable. And Pentagon Chief Lloyd Austin praises India's growing ties with the like-minded partners as he holds talks in New Delhi, dominated by shared alarm about China. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.